number 49 over 40 in Vancouver. Hi.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Live to tape from
Revolver.
Not Archive. We're going to talk about vacations. Dale just came back from vacation. Tell me about vacations. Your favorite or this one. Your choice.
Wow, this vacation was just a bunch of time off for some
staycation?
Local stuff. Staycation, so-called.
Were there highlights?
It did not work out the way that I had planned, in good ways and in bad ways. So I wound up spending time. I had some other friends off. I didn't realize we're off, and so did a lot of hanging out that I hadn't planned on. And
hanging
that
out
was
is good.
Great. The bad thing was I had also planned on splitting it between getting some things done that I really needed to get done, and they didn't get done.
Spring cleaning is so overrated.
Not spring cleaning. Some prep for some stuff that
Do you need to get some milk?
Didn't happen.
For your coffee? Why don't you get the milk while I do a monologue?
Okay.
My favorite vacation would have to be, I'm not sure actually. Well, maybe any vacation with a family. Son and wife. No, I think my favorite vacation is when we went to Disney World and I learned how to swim in some Best Western or Travel Lodge. I don't know why that always struck me as a fun vacation. We drove to Florida from Ontario, Canada, and along the way we went to a hotel and I learned how to swim. I learned how to hold my breath and float.
Vacations, different things for different vacations, right? Like you remember them
10.
For different reasons? Because I had a vacation that where I helped a friend move to St. Louis, and we drove a U-Haul truck from Vancouver to St. Louis. Now, that was a lot of fun. I'm not sure it was exactly a vacation.
Right.
And I've also done the 20-day bus tour of Europe, which was just a lot of fun.
With friends?
With a friend, and you. Nice. That's the great thing about that is you usually meet other people.
And you're not driving, or were you busing?
Oh, no, this was Kentucky, man. Like,
nice.
The infamous Kentucky.
Nice.
I don't even know if they're still around, but
I hope they are. I mean, a lot of marriages and friendships are made that way. Hey, speaking of over 40, Boris, man, a distinguished crazy man of Vancouver who's over 40, so he's qualified to be on this podcast. Can you ask him what his favorite vacation was?
Boris, what was your favorite vacation?
Don't think about it too much.
Put it by his mouth.
I'll say favorite travel. No, actually, I'll say...
Don't overqualify.
Over the years, going with friends and family to the Ocean Village Beach Resort in Tofino.
When was that?
They haven't, like, since I was 4 years old. We've gone many, many, many times. They're
okay.
These, like, beehive huts.
from the 60s?
60s,
are they, like,
70s.
Army surplus?
Sort of thing. No, like, two floors. You know, the kids get the, like pull-out couch sort of thing. You're right on, like, a little private cove. You can walk for hours along Long Beach. If it's rainy, no big deal. They've got an indoor pool and a hot tub. The crab guy comes by, and you can borrow big crab boiling pots from
the Philippines. It doesn't sound like Tofino.
Pretty awesome.
All right.
That's great. You know, when you're a kid, things that might bug you as an adult are just awesome, like cots and beehive huts and that kind of stuff makes it a bit of an adventure.
Right. Well, one of my favorite vacations, well, I'm not really pro-car, but my brother moved out of the country temporarily. He's still out of the country. So I got his Kia Rio 2012. I drove it from Toronto to Vancouver with my friend from elementary school, grade one, a friend. And we do not agree with most things, but we do agree about nostalgia. We don't agree on politics. He has a gun. He lives in Texas. Hey, Ron. But we do agree on the 80s. We do agree that childhood in high school was fun. And we had a great time. We had barbecue in Utah. We had a lot of laughs, play that old music in the car.
The right people on a road trip, it can be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. Favorite road trip?
That would have to be the St. Louis move. Just no comparison.
What kind of car did you drive in?
It was a U-Haul.
A U-Haul.
Like, they really are truly, when they say adventures and moving.
Do you have a truck?
A truck.
So F-150 or something ridiculous?
No, bigger than that. It was. It had the roll-up back door. But yeah, it wasn't much bigger than, like, it was the smallest one of those, and it was just the two of us.
And so you were filling up gas every hour.
And we drove. The one thing that made me cry on that trip, it's the first and only time I've driven on a freeway that said no speed limit, and I was in a U-Haul truck.
Montana?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you come into memorable diners or roadside dives?
I was really amazed with, like, the interstate system. The gas stations are, like, full on, like, all-service rest stops. So, they have showers, and there's some motels and stuff beside there. So we stayed at a real nice one. There was, like, a liquor store. So after the trip, we bought some liquor and hung out, had a nice evening just sitting and talking.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So we would drive we'd get up at 5 a.m. on our Toronto to Vancouver road trip through the United States. We'd get up at 5 a.m., sometimes
that's
have breakfast.
Insane 5
sometimes have breakfast, sometimes not, drive. And then if we didn't have breakfast, stop for breakfast. If we did have breakfast, stop for a gas stop. Just basically drive with a half-hour lunch stop. And then, because our goal wasn't tourism, our goal was to get to Vancouver. And our goal actually was to get to the near Portland as many geeks are. My friend's a geek, of course. He's a hobbyist pilot, and he's making his own plane from a place called Vans Aircraft near Portland, relatively near Portland. And so that was our real goal, and we got to see the planes that they make. They're kit planes. You make them yourself.
Oh,
that's
cool.
It takes years to make. It scares the bejesus out of me, like, when things go wrong in a plane, things go wrong.
That's true, but I love those kind of signature trips.
You got 3 minutes.
Where you have the goal that isn't like a huge goal, but it's like a little bit of whimsy in there, too.
Yeah, so we had the goal to drive across, but then we had the plane thing. You know, it was great. We got a tour, and interestingly enough, they make some of the kits in the Philippines. Most of it's made in that factory, Vance Aircraft, in or near Portland, suburban Portland, I guess is what you would call it. Portland.
What do you have a favorite? I'm so broke, but I'm taking a vacation story.
Not really, because I don't believe in fiscal prudence. So I would just borrow my credit card at the times when I haven't had money. So no.
I've
never felt that poor.
I did a road trip in my car where I couldn't really afford motels, so I would sleep in my car and then hit a rec center in the morning.
Right.
Went through the Rockies. There was one night that was a cold sleep.
Cool.
And I finally treated myself to a motel in Edmonton because I really wanted to see the West Edmonton Mall.
Well, that reminds me. That's kind of my dream vehicle. You know, the VW Transporter?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, if you're rich, which I'm not, so maybe I'll rent it. In Germany, home of the Transporter, the vintage ones, take out the engine, put in electric batteries. Voila, green, vintage, awesome Transporter you can sleep in. Who
nice.
Needs a hotel?
Yeah, seriously.
You just need a plug-in.
Seriously.
And campgrounds have plug-ins.
Apparently at one time in Canada, this was like way long ago, I think maybe the 60s or the 70s, friends, parents... Went to Germany, tripped to Germany, bought a VW van,
shipped
it back, and that was cheaper.
Apparently, it still is.
Than buying it
but
here.
It still means you have
somehow.
To have $30,000 because it's a new vehicle, effectively.
Yeah.
Right? And used vehicles are like 10 to 20. You're talking 30.
They also combined it in a trip in Europe, so they drove it around Europe.
Yeah, plus the trip of Europe.
And stuck it on a boat.
So you're looking at $40,000, right? So two people plus buying $30,000.
So
thing.
Just ideas for when you get your Transporter.
No, Dale, you and I are going to do it. We're going to rent one.
We're going to rent one?
Rent one from a German expat.
I'm totally down. I'm totally down.
Would you do that? Electric Transporter? I would do it. I'm so over that. I'm so all over
that. I would do a road trip in an electric Transporter.
Yeah. All right.
I don't need to buy one.
So fantasies of electric green road tripping with the Dale 42. I'm Roland.
Transporter on the Autobahn.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.